Ukrainian forces are trying to hold off a Russian advance in the south and east of their country. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
So far, Russia's troops and the separatist forces appear to have made only minor gains in the Donbas, ever since Moscow said it would focus its military strength in eastern Ukraine. In the eastern town of Borodinkove, Russian Grad rockets fly above the trenches of Ukrainian soldiers. Loaded with German anti-tank weapons, a Ukrainian soldier explains their effectiveness. If it's over 200 yards away, the tanks will be destroyed. And if it's over 800 yards away, you can make a noise. But it's good to destroy tanks. In the town, the head of the local museum, Mykola Zeleny, is dismayed at the damage around him. They said, "We are not shelling civilians, we're carrying out precision missile strikes. Where is this accuracy? At this library? At the monument? Where is the precision?" I'm Karen Chamas.
The Ukrainian military says a Russian missile strike on the Odessa airport Saturday damaged the runway, rendering it useless. One witness told CNN News that she saw at least one combat plane over the southern city. The blasts were heard soon after air raid sirens sounded across the city. Elsewhere, Ukrainian police said they'd found the bodies of three civilian men in the Bucha district north of Kyiv. Police said the bodies were in a pit. The victims' hands were bound. Their eyes were covered. Two were gagged. The corpses were reported to have gunshots to various parts of the body. Kyiv says more than 1,000 bodies have been discovered in or around Bucha, where it alleges systemic abuse by Russian soldiers occupying the area. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Two gunmen killed an Israeli guard at the entrance of a settlement in the occupied West Bank, according to the Israeli army, and soldiers deployed to a nearby Palestinian town in search of the attackers. In an apparently unrelated incident soon after the attack in Ariel late Friday, Israeli forces shot dead a Palestinian man in the northern West Bank village of Azun, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. Israel's military said soldiers there shot at suspects who had thrown firebombs at them. Israeli authorities say the shooting in Ariel increased the total number of people killed by Arab attackers in Israel and West Bank settlements in recent weeks to 15. A United Nations agency estimates Israeli forces have killed at least 40 Palestinians since February, when tensions started to rise. Officials in Afghanistan say a bomb blast in a passenger van in Kabul on Saturday killed at least one person. It was the second explosion in the Afghan capital in 2 days. A day earlier, an explosion killed more than 50 worshippers after Friday prayers at a Kabul mosque, amid a spate of mosque attacks during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. On Saturday, the Islamic State terrorist group claimed responsibility for the mosque attack in a message on its Telegram social media account. Security concerns have risen across Afghanistan as the country prepares to mark Eid al-Fitr on Sunday. It's the first Eid al-Fitr under Taliban rule in more than 20 years. The group was previously removed from power following a U.S. invasion in 2001. Taliban authorities announced on Saturday that Eid would be marked the following day, leading to raucous rounds of celebratory gunfire in the streets of Kabul late on Saturday night. Much of Washington is ready to party like before the coronavirus. The biggest risk at the annual White House Press Corps Gala is more likely to be jokes that ruffle too many political feathers. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
It's the return of the White House Correspondents' Dinner following a two-year absence because of the pandemic. The Roast and Toast Black Tie Dinner features President Biden, with The Daily Show host Trevor Noah headlining, but COVID remains a threat. Vice President Kamala Harris tested positive this week, and Dr. Fauci is skipping. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki explains Biden's decision to attend.
He felt that was important and made a risk assessment to do that in consultation with his doctors and healthcare team. I would note that we also take additional precautions and steps.
The Correspondents Association requires those attending to be vaccinated and show proof of a same-day negative test. I'm Julie Walker.
Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.